of Dorim. I, what Shver, the Avorim of Dorim. You do say they get have a Chiv Nisan. So Rashi says, really, L'chura Shver, what the Gemara's kasher is. Like the Avorim and the Pedorim burning the meat, that's the Gemara Avodah. That's the Avodah of Haktara. There's nothing after it. So what's the Gemara's kasher? So Rashi Taka says, Lo Gassin L'Kulei. Rashi says, we're not Gerus this here. Lo Gassin L'Kulei Hachirsa. The Avorim of the Trumas Hadeshim. To Hochum. To a minyon al hu legavi plukta the rabba levi. Ba avoida shenach re avoida. Because what's the Gemara's kasha now? The burning of the pieces of meat or the fat of the korban, there's nothing else after that. That's the end of the avoida. And we had this before that according to Rav and Levi, they're both avoida, that Haktorah is one of the dalar avoidas that a bazaar does in his chayiv misa. So what's the Gemara's kasha here? Therefore Rashi says we're not gurus it. By the Sahu Gir says of the Gemara Sakasha for Yavorm of Dorim, and the Gemara Saifa Vadid Yamamhi. That's not Shver. The reason why if a Zar burns the meats of the korban, it's Chayiv Misa, because that's the end of the avoidance of the daytime. For the Gemara of a Red Trumas Hadeshen, aye, if a Zar does the Trumas Hadeshen, why is he Chayiv Misa? So who the Kasha should be, it's not called an Avoid the Toma, and that's Rashi's Kasha. It is called an Avoid the Toma. So that's why the Gemara shouldn't be here. But the Gir says, the Kasha is aye, Trumas Hadeshen. So the Gemara says, Tchila Savodid Yamamhi. Trumas Hadeshen is the beginning of the Avodah Sayyim. The Yomer of Yechon of Yechon said that Louis Suya Kain was Kiddush Yodav of Trumas Hadeshen. The Trumas Hadeshen, that's really the first Avodah you do in the morning, and it could even be done at the night time before. In other words, you go into the Mizbeach, and you take off a shovel full of ashes out of the Mizbeach, and you put it on the side of the Mizbeach. So let's say a Kain in the middle of the night decided to do this Avodah of the Trumas Hadeshen, and he was Mekadosh his hands. Before he did this Avodah, he made a Kiddush Yodav. The Trumas Hadeshen, the Zalacha L'Mocher, even after it becomes Elas HaShachar, becomes the next morning, is Einoi Tzorach L'Kaddish. He does not have to make another Kiddush Yodayim Berglayim. He does not have to go back to the Kiyur and wash his hands and feet again. Why? Shekva Kiddush Metchilas Avodah. Because he already made the Kiddush one time at the beginning of the Avodah. So Mel, you see the Trumas Hadeshen is considered the beginning of the Avodah Sayyim. Even if you do it at night time, still is considered the Surah of the Yom, it's the beginning of the daytime. That's why it's not Shver, why if Azar does it, is the Chayiv Misa. So Mora says, but our core point of the Kasher is though, how could you say for Rabasi, that he said in the name of Rabbi Yechanan, that if Azar just makes the Siddur Marocha, just sets up the bottom part of the Marocha of the firewood, he's Chayiv Misa, because the Kasher, that's not the end of the Avodah. There's another part of the Avodah, the Shnei Gzirayetzim. You have to put your two big pieces of wood on top of it. So that should be the Gemar Dover. So why is Azar Chayiv Misa if it does the beginning of the Avodah? That was a pasuk before, V'yavadetem, Azar is only Chayiv if it doesn't avoid the Toma, the end of an Avodah. So Gemara says, you have to change the gears of Rabasi, and say like this, Eli Yitma, if you learned, Hochi Yitma, this is the way you're supposed to learn it. That Omer Rabasi, Omer Rabbi Yechanan, Zar, if a Zar, not a Kohen, a regular Yisrael, a Zar, Shesidah Shnei Gziriyetzim, not that he made the Marochon, but on top of the marocha, on top of the small pieces of wood, now he puts the last two big pieces of wood. That each piece is a nama by nama. So zah shesida shnei gziriyetzim. He puts the last two big pieces of wood on top of the marocha. Chayiv. For this is chayiv misa. Why? Hayavi avoida tomahi. Because this is considered an avoida tomah, a last avoida. There's no other avoida of setting up the marocha after you put the shnei gziriyetzim. So that's Chan the Pasuk before, V'yavadetem, this is also called an Avodah Tomah. The Rashi says, Hoyo, the Avodah Tomah, the Shalom Leisidr. This is the end of fixing up the Marochon. The last thing you do to fix up the Marochon, the fireplace on top of the Mizbeach, is to put the two big pieces of wood, the Shnei Zirayim. And that's an Avodah without the need of Kohen to do it. And we had before that the Kohen that was Zeicha with the Pius to do the Trumas Hadeshen, he is also Zeicha to do this Avodah of the Sidr Shnei Zirayim. But let's say Azar does it, that's the Zimt Rav Yechon and the Yitzchayiv Misa. Maskev lo Ravos, Rav Yitzchakasha. Ela meyatev, this is true, that Shnei Gzir Yitzim, this avoid that Azar does it, Yitzchayiv Misa, of the Zoy Tiboyi Pius, there should be halacha, that whichever Kohen is Zoycha to do this avoid of putting the two pieces of wood on the Marocha, should only be done through a Pius. And we didn't learn anywhere that you have to make a Pius for this. That's the kasha. If you're going to tell me it's such a chashav and avoidah that if a zar does it, it's chayiv misam, l'chura, why don't you have to have a pius? So the Gemara answers, for leiboy, pius? You want to tell me it doesn't need pius? Avadah does need a pius. It's true. The kohen that does this avoidah of putting the shnei gzirayim only gets his the right to do it through a pius. We had a girl to choose him. For the Tanya, we learned like this, we learned before, that mishezocha v'trumas hadeshen. that after the mice, what happened with Truma Tadeshin, that one Kohen broke his leg, the Rabbanu made a takona now, that you only Zoycha to do the Truma Tadeshin with a pius. They had to make the circle, and they took off the hats from one, and they chose, and they took the numbers, whichever ones fell on, he was Zoycha to get the Truma Tadeshin. Now that Kohen that was Zoycha to do the Truma Tadeshin is Yiske V'Sidish Negziratzen. He is also Zoycha to do the next Avodah of the Shnei Gziratzen. So we see what? To get to do the Shnei Gziratzen, it was only because you won the girl. You won the pious. No, the one that won the pious to do the Truma Tadeshin, part of that job was also to do the Shnei Gziratzen. But Avada, you can't do the Shnei Gziratzen unless you won the pious. Senechonam, you have to, so it's good. If the Zara does it, it's Chayiv Misa, and who again, the Loch Rish, you need a pious. So Moses says, Hochi Koma, this is the Kasha. How come we don't have to make a special pious for this avoid of a Shnei Gziratzen? Hey, how come these things in part of the Truma Tadeshin? Why don't you make a special pious? So in this Gemara says, Kedi Aminon, like we said. And the Chur of the Gemara means to say, like we learned before on Dov Chav days, that really the Gemara says that first there was a Masak and a pious, that the Kohanim should come to be Zeuch of the Truma Tadeshin. And the Gemara says the Kohanim stopped coming. They didn't want to come. It was too hard for them to come. So even the Kinul Apius lo yosui. As at the beginning, the Kohanim used to, whoever wanted to would get it. Then they made, because somebody broke his leg, they made at the corner only with the Pius. So the Kohanim thought it's too hard to get up so early to get the Pius. So therefore, they didn't want to come for that. Until finally, the Gemara says, they made at the corner that whoever is Zeich and the Pius for the Truma Tadeshin, he will be Zeich to do the Sidim Arocha and the Shnei Gziratzen also. So therefore, that's Chan Al Gemara now also. The reason why they did not make a special pious for the Shnei Gziratzim is because people Davka wanted the same kohen that did the Truma Tadeshin in order that they should be inspired to come to do the Truma Tadeshin. They were also Zecher in these next two avodas of the Siddur Marocha and the Shnei Gziratzim. Then the Gemara goes on. Lemeimro the avoda tomo v'zar chay v'le misa boy pious. What comes out? That if you have an avoda tomo, this is the last avoda to be done in a special order, and as the zara does it, chayv misa, then you need pius. Mashenkin, you want to tell me, ein zara chayv ala misa, loy boy pius. For such an avoda, that if the zara does, he's not chayv misa, you do not need a pius. For the gemara of a reish chita, he's not chayv misa, so you want to tell me, loy boy pius, you won't have to have a pius either. For the gemara of a reish chita, we learned before that one of the things the kohanim choose to do is who's going to be zeichah to do the shchita of the korban atomit. The kashrus is very shchita. Shchita we know is kosher bizar. A zar was allowed to do the shchita. He's not chayiv misa. So you see, even if you're not chayiv misa, still you have to have a pious. Not like you want to tell me. So Marin says no. Shani shchita the tchilas avoided the yomamihi. Shchita is a special case. It's like the beginning of the avoided sayoyim. Like we bring the korban, there are four avoided we should do till you get to the zrikas adam. There's the first, the Shechita, then the Kabbalah Saddam, then the Aloch, you have to walk with it to the Mizbeach, and then finally you make the Zerika Saddam. So since the Shechita is considered a very hush of a thing, it's the beginning of the Avoidus, therefore the Shechita is also you need a Pius. It's like the beginning of the Avoidus Saddam. That's why you need a Pius here. So Mara says now, Lameimu, you want to tell me a Bazoi, the Avoidus Toma Boy Pius, Avoidus Shesh Achre Avoidus Loi Boy Pius. Which Avoidus do you have to choose? Only if it's the end set of an avoider. Mashenkin, an avoider that has something else afterwards, you won't have to have a pious. For the marvare of arm of dorim, the chur, there's something else after the havmin is. So you have to have an avoider. So the Gemara takes out these Gemaras also. It's also a shver. The same way Rashi has kash before, he has kash here also. The chur, we always know that a vorm of dorim, that's called the end avoider. Like we had before, according to everybody. According to Rav and Levi, by the Haktara, Azar is Chayiv Misa. Because burning the fats, that's the end of the Avoida. So what's the Gemara's Kasha now? So that's why the Gura takes out this Gemara here. Of our girl says, the name of the Avoida Tomo Boy Pius. Avoida Shenachri Avoida Le Boy Pius. For Evorim Rabdorim. And the Gemara is Saif Avoida Dimomi. It's not Shver. That's called the end of the Avoida today. Because by daytime, you had to make the Shchita and the Zrikas Adam. And then you're supposed to burn the Emurim or the pieces of meat, whatever carbon it is. Even though you don't do it by daytime, you're allowed to do it at nighttime. But it's considered you're just finishing up what you started by day. For the Gemara writes, Truma Tadeshin. So it's also Shver. We know that Truma Tadeshin is called Ein Achre Avoid, like that's the last thing. But still the Gemara has to ask, why is Azar Chayiv Misa according to Levi?
So Moran says, Mishra Maisa Shoye. Or, why do you have to have a pious a korban the kasher is? The Torah says, we have a pious because the Maisa Shoye. That at the beginning, they didn't choose which kohen to do it. So you used to have to run up the kevish, and it happened one kohen fell off and broke his leg. That's why they made the takonim, you have to have a pious by the Truma tradition. Now, Omar Mazlutra, Vitema Ravashi, Afana Naimitaninim. We also learned like this. Rashi says, what do we also learn? That there will be Mechadish now, that Ravasi Omer Yechon is saying that if a Zar is Siddig Ziri, is Avoid the Tomei, and therefore is Chayiv Misa. So putting the two pieces, the last two pieces of wood, the Shnei Ziri Eitzim, on top of the Mizbeach, that's called an Avoid the Tomei. That's the end of Avoid the Tomei. Kirab Yechonon. O Delay Kirav Levi, Tleiman Levi Avoid the Jazar Chayiv Ale, Mishum Yesha Kriya Siddig Vorum. Hey, Kun, this is the Machlekes, Rashi learns. Rashi is talking to Machlekes. If the Shnei Ziri Eitzim is called the end of the Avoidis, or not. Hey, so we're going to bring a raya. It is called the end of an avoida, and that's where Ravasi is saying now Yechayiv Misa for that. And Rashi is warning the Rav and Levi hold not like that. They before didn't say that the Shnei Ziretzim is one of the avoidas that a Zahar is Chayiv Misa. And the reason is true, you're fixing up the Marochim. But the purpose of fixing up the Marochim is that you should be able to put the meats of the Korban on top of the Marochim. So what's like the last avoida you do after you fix up the wood and get it ready for the fire, is putting the meat on top of it. So that was a story before, that the Shnei Ziretzim is not considered an end avoida. But here we're bringing it right up like that. That Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Asi say not like that. They're saying a Zar is Chayiv Misa if he does it. In other words, that's called one set of avoidas. You're fixing up the Marocha by itself. Forget about later you're going to put the meat on top of it. Look at right now, it's an avoida fixing up the marocham. So first you have to do is fix up the bottom part of the marocham, put the small twigs, the small wood there, and then on top of it you put the shnei ziretzim, that's the end of the avoida. Therefore, if a zara does it, it's like a chayiv misa. So we said, so we're bringing it right now. That Omer Abzutra v'tem Rabashi, afan anam etanina, that Omer lehem amamuna, tzu v'ro, im egiyas man ha-shchita. Go see if it came the time to do this man ha-shchita. V'yilu zman, the Shnei Ziretzim, like a Tani, but we did not say, look at the time to bring the Shnei Ziretzim. Rashi, Vilu, Zman, Shnei Ziretzim, like a Tani. Alma, what do you see? Avoid this Lilahi, that putting the two pieces of wood on top of the Marocha is considered an avoid that you could do at night time. Vevi Gemar, Sidi Marocha, that's the end of being the Sadi of the Marocha. The Sidi Revorim, Shu avoid this Yoim, Chilas avoid the Heresy, Vulei Gemar, Sidi Marochi, and that's the Raya. We're bringing a raya for the next Mishnah. We'll soon see a smashmam that at the time to put the Shnei Ziretzim could be even balayla. It doesn't have to be Berlas HaShachar. So how could you do it at night time? The pshat is that's one avoida by itself. Fixing up the marochim, getting the wood ready, and getting the Shnei Ziretzim on top of it, that's an avoida by itself. And that avoid is kosher balayla. So therefore, if a zara does that avoida, it's good. Why it's chayiv misa? That's the end of the avoida. I later on top of the marocha, you put the piece of the meat. That's not void by itself. That's later in the daytime. You're going to shech the kabonis and have this after the zrikas adam. Then you burn the piece of the meat. That's not void by itself. But there's a special avoid of fixing up the marocha. And for that, the shnei gziratim is the last avoid. That's why you chayiv misa. So Moran says, I'll tell you, maybe there's no right for the next Mishnah. That maybe the shnei gziratim, the way we hold, we have before, is badafka is supposed to be done by yoin. No, it's something done at daytime. Why didn't the next Mishnah say to check out to make sure it's daytime? Well, we have before, that hach the leslei. That hach the leslei takanto ketoni. Something like a shchita, the korban. If you shech the animal too early, it's before daytime, it's possible the korban. So that we're very makbid about to make sure it's b'yoid yoin and the korban will be kosher. Mashenken hach the yisrei takanto le ketoni. But the Indian of putting these last two pieces of wood on top of the Marochon, Avadrit could be it's now voided, you'd have to do it at daytime, beyond. I widen the next Mishnah say it, because even if you put it by mistake, beyond Lila, there's a Tekona. You can fix it up. You just take it off again in the morning and put it back on again. So since it's fixable, we're not so makbid to make sure first it's vada yoin and then put on the shnei ziretzim. We're not so makbid because avadi is supposed to do it by daytime. But even if by the effort you did it at nighttime, you didn't pass all the wood, we'll take it off for you and we'll put it back on again. Smell, there's not a clear raya. It could be the shnei ziretzim is not called the last avoida. It's not like an avoida balayla. It's an avoida by yoin. And then the Chanami, the avoidance by yoin, you know where it finishes. If you fixed up the Maruchim and you put the last two pieces of wood on top of it, it's not finished yet. Now later, when you take the Evorim and the Bdurim, after you shechted the carbon, you have the Emurim, the fats now that go on top of it, maybe that's the end. So therefore, according to this last Svarim, like Rabbi Levi says, if the Zar does it, it would be Chayiv Misa. So now that's what Rav Asan and Rav Yechon say, it's Chayiv Misa, that's not a Kiddush, and we don't have a Raya for them. Yehadmin Alecha B'Rishayim. So to Mishnah. Omo Lehem HaMamuna. The Mamuna, Rashi says, who askan, that was the skan. And Tois learns not like that. Tois is showing him. He learns, Olam HaMamuna, he's the one that's appointed to take care, so he brings down Pirus, Bekuntris, Gam Kan, Mamun, who askan. The skan was the second in charge, the second to the Kohen Gadol. So he says, V'yena Niri, he doesn't like this pshat, get a parashti liyel. El Odom Acher Hoya, Shem Mamun Akach. There was a special person in the Beis Hamikdash that his job was to take care of this. What was his job? Omalema Mamuna, the person of the Mamuna that was appointed to take care of this, his job was to make sure that before they made the Shechita on the Korban Atomet in the morning, his job was to make sure they already see Herod Pnei Mizrach. They already have to see the rays of the sun coming up, that they know it's already Olas HaShachar, it's no more Laila, it's already considered Yoim, then the Shechita is kosher. Because the Shechitas of Kabonis are possible Laila. So his job was to make sure before they shechted the Tomid that it's Vada Yoim. So what do we do? Go and see if you could tell it came yet as Zman HaShechita. So Rashi says, Su'u means Allah Chayma. Go climb up on top of the wall. Or go on the roof of a house there in the Beis Hamikdash and see Imegi Zman HaShechita. So Rashi Zman HaShechita, Shechita Satomid, Kolayma, Imheyer HaMizrach. That the east side, where the sun comes up, is a little breakthrough of light there yet. Shashchita psula b'layla, because the halacha is a shchita from a carbon, a carbonus, is possible b'layla. Because it says b'yoyim sebchachem, you have to make the zvicha the shchita dafke b'yoyim. So there was a special person to take care to make sure it was vada yoyim before they made the shchita. V'imegiyah haroya, v'imegiyah zman hashchita. Imhegiyah, if it came already the time. Is a roya, the one, the Rashi Zeh Shol Lagan, the Kohen, or whoever it was appointed to go up to the roof to see, is a royaima Barakoi. That's what he would say. He would say, yes, there's a shoot of light. I see now light. Rashi Barakoi means Lashin Soyar, like a ray of light I see. Kamai Laman, Hiro Barakain, broken. Masya ben Shmuel Oina. Masya ben Shmuel said like this, that Heyer Penei Kol HaMizrach. It wasn't enough just to say Brakoi, a little streak of light, but you had to see that the whole east side, the whole Pnei Mizrach, was already had a little bit of light to it. Heyer Pnei Kol HaMizrach, which is a little bit later already. And Ad Sheh B'Chevron, up until Chevron, you could also tell this. So Rashi Ad Sheh B'Chevron, Ad Sheh Nira Hatzoyer Ad Chevron, until the shining of the light was nicker even in Chevron. Vu Aymer, and then he would say back to them, Hein, and then they would say yes. So that's good. Rashi, Vomalem, Hain. First, we Gemara exactly who said back to Hain. Like, there are two people involved here. There's the Mamuna. There's a person that's in charge here. Either Sagan, according to Rashi, who goes to place to somebody else. And they would tell to another Kain, like, you go up there on the roof and see if it's Heyer Pnei Mizrach or not. And when he went up there and it was, he said back yes. So seeing the Gemara exactly who said to who, Hain, yes. So Gemara says in the Mishnah says, for Lama Hutzruch Lakach, how come you had to check it out to make sure, to go up to the roof, to make sure you see, to hear your Pnei Mizrach, to make sure you see it's Yoim? What was our purpose? So Rashi, Lalois, Lagag, Valirois. Like how come a special takonim, you have to climb up the roof and look? Tomorrow said, Mishnah says, Shepam Machas, it once happened, that Allah, Ma'or Halavona, one time the moon was shining very bright. The Dimu and people thought they made a mistake, Sheheyim Mizrach. They thought it's really Olas HaShachar. They thought it's already the sun is shining up already on the east side. And they thought it was Yoim, so they made the Shechitas HaTomid. And really, it was only the rays of the moon, and it's still Ayla, so it's possible the carbon. That'll take the carbon out to the base of Sreifa to burn it. So Mela, they didn't want this to happen again, so once it happened one time that they made a mistake, they had a special person, Mamuna, to take care, to make sure they'll check it out very carefully. They had a special person go up to the roof, and look very carefully to make sure he sees that it's Vada Yoim now. Shrashi Ola Mor Halavona, Somach Toyer Halavona, Somach Lashachris. Punct right before Shachris, the moon started to shine very bright. Vedimo Vechishu, people thought Later, when they understood, really, it's still Lila now, so that the carbon is possible, they had to go to burn it. So this should not happen again, they had a special takana to check it out. Then the Mishnah says, Haridu Kohen Gadol Beis HaTfila. After this, they took down the Kohen Gadol to the Beis HaTfila. Now, Zeha Klal, this is the Klal, Hoyev HaMikdash, Kol HaMesech HaSraglov Toyin Tfila. Any Kohen, Lav Dafka Kohen Gadol. Now, any Kohen, whenever he had to go to the Beis HaKisei, to Gedolim, he was turned to go to the Mikvah after that. The Kol HaMato Mayim, they just had to let out water, then Toyin Kiddush HaDayim Berglayim. Then the law was, after that, you had to just have Kiddush HaDayim Berglayim. So Rashi says, Mesech Raglov, Nikovim HaGedolim. They have to let out Gedolim, for that you had to go to the Mikvah. And Kiddush HaDayim Raglayim min HaKiyur. If you just let out water, then you have to have a Kiddush HaDayim Raglayim from the Kiyur. So the Gemara will explain exactly what does it mean, Haridu Koygon Lebeis HaTfila. The Chud is going back to the beginning of Yom Kippur, Avodah Zarah, that at the beginning we brought him into the, to make the Tfila. So the Gemara. Tanya of Yishmael Oina, Barak Barakoi. That's what he used to say.